Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 5 o'clock hour of the Hawk and Crowder show is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Man, I've already got my fridge stocked with some Floridian, some Hop Gun. Solana, over under, how many beers do you think I'll drink on July 4th, Saturday?
Wow. Dono, I'm going to go over on just July 4th or the July 4th weekend, because
let's go just July 4th, because I don't, cuz I'm a big boy now. I've got a kid. I don't do as much drinking as usual, but right. I'm going to make an exception for July 4th. So let's just stick with July 4th.
I can't imagine, cuz I know you have a six pack of Funky Buddha in your fridge. I can't imagine you're going to be able to leave a Funky Buddha untouched in your fridge on July 4th.
And my wife doesn't drink beer, by the way. And my dad only drinks, like, imports. So the Funky Buddha is all me.
Right. I'm going to go over six.
You know what? You're probably right, because I'm going to start, like, during the hot dog eating contest at noon. And I'm probably going to let it ride, like, through dinner. So through, like, 8:30 p.m. So, yeah, I'm going to – I think – 6.5 is probably the over-under.
That's a solid amount, though, Dono. That's a solid amount.
Spread out over a day, so I think we'll be okay. All right, before we step into the archives for a really good classic segment, let's bring in Dan Day for some headlines. Dan?
Going to get things started with a Woj bomb.
Uh-oh.
Woj bomb.
What do we got?
Oh, he's tweeting it out. The NBA is closing in on signing off on a second bubble in Chicago for the 8 teams that were not invited to play in Orlando, enabling many training camps and subsequent games against other teams with a target date of September.
So we're getting a loser's bracket?
The NBA's NIT, not in tournament. Literally, the NBA's NIT.
Okay, like who wants – is it the teams that want this so they can, like, keep their players in shape? Or maybe make up some, because I guess the games will be on TV, so I guess they'll make some revenue. But, I mean, who's watching that? Because I'm not going to watch a second of the loser's bracket.
They're just wanting to get some run, I'm guessing. You know,
I guess Dono,
if the Heat, let's say this was 2016 or 2017, and the Heat, you know, were out of this tournament, you wouldn't watch a Heat team of Deion Waiters, James Johnson, Hassan Whiteside in the loser's bracket? Because I would have.
I'd watch my team, but, you know, my team is in the actual restart. Like, I'm not watching the 8 loser teams if my team's not in it.
Yeah, but, like, Knicks fans, let them have something, Dono. I mean, let them have trying to win the loser's bracket. I think that's more pathetic than not making the tournament, actually being excited that your team is going to win the loser's bracket. I see a bunch of people tweeting, like, oh, they're going to play for the number one overall pick, right? Like, the loser, the winner of the loser's tournament wins overall pick.
That's a really good idea. Right. If they did that, I would watch, and that would be great, because usually the incentive is to suck as much as you can. But if they actually gave you, like, a reward to play hard for the number one pick, I would so watch that.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt that happens, because there's so much that has to go into that. But I mean, that's interesting. That would be an interesting way to make people want to watch. And, by the way, incentivize winning. Because
I love that.
If these games don't matter, then why would any of the players play, right? Like, there's literally no reason for any of the premier players on some of these teams that have had bad seasons to want to play.
I'm intrigued now. If that's the case, yeah, I'd be very excited to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Novak Djokovic and his wife now claim they are testing negative for coronavirus just 10 days after saying they had contracted the virus at a tennis tournament hosted by the star in his home country of Serbia.
I mean, honestly, this particular virus is so unpredictable. Like, I don't know. I mean, you hear about people like Paulo Dybala, who never even was symptomatic, and yet he tested positive for 6 whole weeks. I think maybe the opposite can be true. Like maybe they can test negative 10 days later. I'm not necessarily doubting it, but that is interesting.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter what Novak and their wife are saying now. Like, just stay home.
Yeah.
You've already been proven wrong once that it didn't matter, right? Like, they were going out. They were doing these tournaments. They had no social distancing at these tournaments. They weren't wearing masks. Like, just stay home, Novak and wife. Just stay home until you're told that you can go out again. I don't really care.
You know what? If I was that rich, like, I would not have that big of a problem staying home for another couple months. Like, he's probably got like he's got one of those theater rooms that
right.
rich people have where
right.
they have the mini movie theater. Like, dude, stay in your theater room and stop throwing parties.
You have a little Crowder in you when you say theater. I hear a little theater in you, Dono.
Theater. Yeah, I don't know. I emphasize every syllable.
You can contract a lot of things, but one thing you cannot contract is coronavirus in the day spa.
We're all socially distanced in the day spa.
Kellogg's is selling onion flavored cereal in Korea.
Stop. No. No. Dono, don't you dare. Don't do
don't
it.
Don't what?
Don't you dare.
What?
Co-sign on onion cereal.
No, I wasn't going to.
Okay.
Did you think
okay.
I was going to co-sign
yeah,
on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you were – I heard a – which led me to believe you were just considering it for a second. And I won't let you even consider it.
It's sold out in Korea.
Stop.
But I got to tell you, man, one thing I don't want to make a habit of doing is doubting Asian cuisine. I spent a couple weeks in Japan, and virtually everything I tried was delicious. Like, the one thing I'm not a big fan of is bean curd. And they use a lot of that, or I don't like bean curd or tofu, but I ate raw chicken. They make chicken sashimi in Japan, surprisingly good. I'd probably try onion cereal.
You wake up, your mouth's all dry, you plop down some milk, some onion cereal, put them together. Your morning is off to a fast start.
Onion cereal. Thanks, Dan Day. Always love stepping into the day spa. We're going to step into the archives. You have the big open?
I always do, Donna.
Is this a record playing this open 3 times in a show? What we're going to do
right here is go back. I think we hit 4 once. I'm willing to play this again if you want to. Right here is go back.
I'm good if I don't hear this again for a month. I'll be completely honest. But I do really like this segment. This was a pretty recent one, right? This was within like the last couple months?
Yeah, I think just right before the quarantine, actually.
Oh, okay. And listen, anybody who knows me knows I am a huge fan of cookies. Whether they're fresh baked or prepackaged, I am a huge cookie fanboy. So let's step into the archives to hear a recent classic Hawk and Crowder segment, everyone's Mount Rushmore of cookies.
Today is National Cookie Day. Nobody likes Girl Scout cookies. We buy them. I buy them. I'm not telling you not to buy them. Got to buy Girl Scout cookies for a good cause. Somebody texted in earlier when I was talking about it because I thought it was $4.50 a box. They say it's $5 a box now.
Oh, inflation.
It's crazy. It's crazy. They're not good cookies. Let's be honest.
Overpriced.
They're not good cookies.
Bro, they're not bad cookies.
They're bad cookies.
Are they bad? Because the difference between like tolerable and bad.
They're bad cookies. They are. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to everybody. Great charity, great cause, but Girl Scout cookies, whack. So Solana tweeted out his Mount Rushmore of cookies. It's wrong. Spoiler alert. Quickly, Solana, just give me your four Mount Rushmore of cookies.
Publix chocolate chip cookies.
Wrong. They give them away for free. They have too many.
Original Oreos, specifically not double stuffed.
Right. Nobody buys original Oreos anymore unless you're old and on a budget, fixed income.
Grandma's oatmeal raisin.
Yeah. Oatmeal raisin cookie should never, ever be on a Mount Rushmore of cookies list.
Raisins.
I mean, just oatmeal.
Oatmeal and raisin mix.
Just really, I mean, honestly. And finally,
Chips Ahoy Chewy.
Which is just, it's just an undercooked cookie. They couldn't figure out how to get an out-of-the-oven cookie, and so they just undercooked them. And sorry, it doesn't work. Here is my definitive Mount Rushmore of cookies on today, National Cookie Day. Mrs. Fields, and specifically, I love Mrs. Fields cookie, chocolate chip, but specifically the slice of Mrs. Fields cookie cake is just beyond belief. Mega Stuff Oreos. The double stuff is no good anymore either. Mega Stuff, it's where it's at with the Oreos. It's
more white crap than cookie.
Oh, so good. Number three, Nestle Toll House cookie dough that you buy in the refrigerated section and you make them yourself or just eat the cookie dough out of the tube. I like to eat the cookie dough right out of the tube.
The refrigerated, the ones
the refrigerated
that
Publix.
Come in the sausage packets?
They come in the sausage packet.
Come on,
I sit there like I'm holding a sausage.
It's 700 years old.
I gnaw on that thing. What?
That's old-ass cookie dough.
No, that stuff is so good. And finally, black and white cookies, specifically 2J's. I don't even love the food at 2J's, but the black and whites at 2J's are the best. Have you put together your Mount Rushmore of cookies?
Heck yeah, I got it right here.
All right, what's yours?
Number one got to be those damn macaroons.
Okay, it's just a terrible
cookie. It's a macaroon.
It's like eating air.
You have to make it special. You know why they don't mass produce macaroons? Because you can't do it. Because you have to make them fresh and lovely.
Anything that's not mass produced is not popular.
They'll
find a way to mass produce. They mass
produce. They have a macaroon spot. Every corner has macaroon spot.
They mass produce shrimp. It's a living creature because it's so damn popular.
I think that's God.
No, they have shrimp farms. They mass produce salmon. Nah, get out of here.
Shrimp are bugs of the
sea,
man.
Go ahead, macaroons.
Macaroon is number one. Those Milanos.
Milanos are good.
Oh, with the dark chocolate Milano.
I like the milk chocolate.
I like the dark.
Yeah, milk chocolate.
Yeah, the Milanos are off the chain. And this the one you hate on. I don't know why, because this is worldwide famous. Those damn Biscoffs.
The Biscoff cookies.
Biscoff.
You only get them on an airplane. Oh. You only get them because they're free and because they hand them to you. You have no say.
We buy Biscoffs at my house.
No, you don't buy Biscoffs at your house.
They come in big packages.
No.
And there's just the plastic, just the big plastic
Someone
packages.
In your family must work for an airline.
No, we drink too much.
What else?
Number four, you're really going to hate this one. Old school. Boy, I love me a ginger snap.
Oh, my God.
I love a ginger snap.
Are you pregnant?
Man,
I love
a
ginger snap. The only time to eat a ginger snap is if you're pregnant. Oh,
you get ginger snap and dip it in vanilla ice cream.
Ginger snaps are only for pregnant women. It settles the stomach.
Okay, I'll go with Nilla Wafer then.
Nilla Wafer? Are you kidding?
You don't like Nilla Wafer?
A Nilla Wafer!
You don't like Nilla Wafer?
What else you like? Those little pirouette cookies?
Oh, the circles?
Yeah.
Oh, those are delicious.
The chessmen? Yeah, you like a Pepperidge Farm chessmen? Ridiculous.
Oh, you don't like the Nilla Wafers?
Oh, my God. I mean, why not just eat packing foam?
The Nilla Wafers are delicious.
Do you know why Nilla Wafers were popular and delicious? Were. Because they didn't have cookies back then. There was nothing. They didn't know what to put in sugar. So it was like, oh, we got some sugar? Put it in this little thing, and we'll call it a Nilla Wafer.
Yeah.
They're like.
Why'd they make minis then? If it wasn't successful as big, now they have minis.
Because it's the same way, the reason that they still make these Girl Scout cookies. People are hypnotized by it. They're, Nilla Wafers, I love them. It brings it back to my childhood or whatever. They're terrible. They're tasteless. You have to dip them in ice cream, like you said. Well, dip this microphone in ice cream. It'll taste good.
Ginger snaps are bad, too.
Ginger snaps are great if you're a pregnant woman. Today is National Cookie Day. We have all given our Mount Rushmores of cookies, except Dan Day. Dan Day runs our affiliate division. Go ahead, Dan, your Mount Rushmore of cookies.
Three things real quick. I've never had black and white cookies. They sound amazing, so they would be on probably my Mount Rushmore.
So
number
good.
Two. I am more than ready to get killed about this because I have terrible taste, but cookies are like sex. I'll take them how I can get them. Now the transition, I blame my mom. I don't like saying sex and mom in the same sentence, but nonetheless, my mom, Big Lynn, she is a great Cajun cook. She is good at baking cakes, but everything else she has very strange taste, and she passed it on to me. So number one,
I could listen to this guy all day long. It just, I get wrapped up in everything he's saying. I don't know why he's so much more mesmerizing than you, Solana, but he just is.
Thanks. Go ahead. Because he's lived.
Go ahead. That, you know what?
Solana stays with his parents.
You know what? I think there's something to be said. I'm not even kidding you. I think there's something to be said for that.
Dan Day has to be into Art Basel. What are you talking about?
Go ahead, Dan. You're Mount Rushmore of cookies.
I've been to Art Basel, and I'll tell you a story about that off the air.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Oh, go no, ahead, I have. Oh,
all right, keep I this off the air.
Okay,
no,
here we go.
Let's go.
Kill me with, I'm going to go oatmeal, white chocolate chip macadamia nut, chocolate chip, and then peanut butter cookies.
Well, wait a second. Everybody knows a chocolate chip cookie. Like, you don't have a brand? You don't have just chocolate chip?
Oh, mesmerizing,
have you
Dan.
Been listening to the show, Dan?
Like sex. I like it however I can get it.
I can't stay angry at him. I just love him.
I can.
Thank you, Dan.
Solana does not like what Dan
I
talks.
Genuinely appreciate that, Dan. Thank you very much. That was very nice.
I love the swerve that took at the end where Hawk, everything Dan Day says, I'm mesmerized. Chocolate chip cookie! That's unbelievable. Oh, so good. All right, we're going to talk some MLS when we come back, because we've talked a lot the last couple of hours about the NBA bubble in Orlando. The MLS bubble is less than a week away from beginning. You know, Inter Miami and Orlando City will be playing on July 8th, at least we hope that everything's going to go forward. They'll play as scheduled. And Stefano Fusaro, you know, used to do TV down here in South Florida. He's now with ESPN. He is the only ESPN reporter who's in the Orlando bubble. He's going to be there for the next 45 days reporting live. He's going to join us and talk a little MLS is back tournament next here on Hawk and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Wrapping up the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour here on Hawk and Crowder. Alex Dono and Alex Solana with you. Dan Day back in studio as well. Yeah, I think a lot of times people will tune in to this segment at the end of the show expecting to hear the J-Fig Searing Pain movie review. We actually mixed it up today, and she joined us in the 4 o'clock hour. And safe to say, J-Fig was in rare form today. I love how she has this ability to give a review of the film she watched and like completely trash it. And the one she watched last night was Blues Brothers, which I haven't watched it in years. I grew up on Blues Brothers, but apparently it does not age well, which I've come to find out. So J-Fig watched Blues Brothers. And like Solana, I'm not exaggerating here when I say that she ripped the movie to shreds for 2 minutes and then somehow gave it 4 out of 10 mozzarella sticks. Like, if anything, I was expecting a 0 or a 1 out of 10 after the review she gave.
Yeah, but we've learned, Dono, and Dan Day can attest to this, that if there's a song in the movie that J-Fig likes, that automatically bumps up her score by like 3 mozzarella sticks, no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter how bad the movie is. It could be the worst movie ever. If there's a song she likes in the movie, automatically starts off with like a 3 or 4. So, I mean, that makes sense. And Dono, I told you so. Like, I hate to say it, but I told you so. I've learned today is our 69th, nice, our 69th J-Fig on assignment segment.
Really?
69 of these we've done, and I've learned something over these 69 days. J-Fig does not like 80s movies. I think that's fair.
Not entirely true. No, it's not, because I gave her, like, when I first started doing the shows with you guys a few weeks ago, when Crowder's son was born, I gave her a ton of 80s movies, and she liked some of them. Like, she liked Back to the Future. She gave that a 10 out of 10 mozzarella stick. That's an 80s movie. Like, she gave decent reviews even to the second and third, and I can't remember. I gave her like a couple of other 80s films, and maybe she really liked one of them, didn't like another one so much, but she has liked a few of my 80s selections.
Yeah, she did love Back to the Future, that's fair. But Dan, for the most part, J-Fig, not a huge fan of the 80s movies, right?
I've come to the conclusion she's not a huge fan of movies.
Yeah, same.
Fair point.
Same.
But she confuses me so much, so I don't know, you know?
So her, I'm really intrigued from Monday because her assignment over the weekend is to watch not an 80s movie, but Parasite, which just won Best Picture, but it's a Korean film. So she's got to watch subtitles the entire time. I really enjoyed the movie. I watched it like right before quarantine started. I'm going to watch it over again this weekend because it's on Hulu and I have Hulu. So I'm going to watch it for a second time. Solana, I think, and Dan Day will watch it as well. And Jay Figg's going to watch it. So I cannot wait to hear her review of Parasite. But before we go any further, let's get a COVID-19 update from Solana.
Yeah, guys, quickly, your COVID-19 update sponsored by AirPros. This is courtesy of Local10.com. The latest numbers for Florida that were reported today, you said it earlier, Donna, very sobering numbers. They reported 10,109 new cases of COVID-19 reported earlier this morning in the state of Florida. That breaks the day a one-day state record here in Florida. So our leaders, again, are working to prevent further spread this weekend, July 4th weekend. People normally spend that together with their friends and family. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez, he said the face covering should be seen as, quote, a symbol of respect and also the key to preventing another shutdown that came hours. He said that hours after he announced that masks must be worn outdoors in public throughout the county. So, Dono, even in unincorporated Miami-Dade now, in Kendall, unincorporated Miami-Dade, you have to wear a mask when you're out in public places, regardless if social distancing can be maintained. This update on COVID-19, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros at AirProsACRepair.com.
Yeah, and the bottom line for me is, like, I am scared to death of even the idea of another shutdown. And so I want people to be responsible and respectful of others and wear the mask and be careful. Like, don't throw parties. Don't, you know, go to unnecessary social gatherings. Because, like I said earlier, even if somebody listening to this may personally feel that, you know, the media is overblowing this thing, and if they get it, they're not going to get sick. Like, even if you feel that way, and I don't agree with that, but even if you feel that way, you have to understand that if you help the spread of this thing and the numbers keep blowing up as they have been blowing up, that you may be partially responsible for another shutdown down the road, which is going to cost people their jobs and their livelihoods. Like, you know, I was affected by it financially. A lot of people were affected by it financially, the first shutdown. Like, it's the last thing I want again. And, you know, of course, you know, we know how sick this can make vulnerable people and the whole economic thing. Like, I would urge you to be respectful of others and wear your mask. That's all I'm going to say about that. Dono and Solana with you. Birthdays today. Dan Day mentioned Alex Morgan.
Woo!
She turned 31 today.
There's some other hot messes. We've got Ashley Tisdale and Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, you know, it's funny. Ashley Tisdale, she's not on the show sheet. But yeah, Lindsay Lohan, it's her birthday today. I don't think you would consider this woman a hot mess, but, you know, she's hot. Margot Robbie is 30 today. Hmm. So happy birthday to her. I don't think she qualifies as a mess, but I love her. And, you know, a couple of sports birthdays today as well. Chad Henne is 35.
Yeah,
that's weird. Like, thinking of Chad Henne being 35, that he's my same age, but I don't know. It's weird. It makes me feel old knowing that Chad Henne is 35.
Dono, my favorite Dolphins quarterback of all time.
Oh,
Tua Tagovailoa, quickly, I'm sure, will surpass Chad Henne in my heart. But this is a true story. The last jersey I ever bought, and still the only Dolphins jersey I still own that fits me,
really?
Is a Chad Henne number 7 jersey. And it's the only one. I refuse to buy one since I bought that one. I'll buy a Tua one eventually, but that's still the last Dolphins jersey I've purchased and still the only one that fits me that I own.
Hey, Chad Henne is the Back to the Future Part 3 of quarterbacks. Like, I mean, you're completely urinating on the history of the Miami Dolphins franchise by saying Chad Henne is your favorite Dolphins quarterback. And I understand that you're how old are you, Solana? So you didn't grow up watching Dan Marino. I get that.
Right. I'm 26 years old. Dan Marino retired when I was, what, 5, 6 years old? I love me some Danny Marino. Don't get me wrong. 13 for life. But let's be honest, Dono, I didn't appreciate the Dan Marino years. So how could I truly love him the way that you love him growing up? I can't. And Chad Henne was supposed to be the next big quarterback here in Miami, and he stole my heart. I got to be honest.
You know,
number seven stole my heart. That's Super Bowl champion Chad Henne, by the way.
I'm thinking about this, like, for anyone, because obviously for, you know, I grew up on the Marino era, and I actually, like, missed the first couple of years because I was born in 84, so I didn't really start appreciating Marino till like, the late 80s or whatever. So even I missed part of it. But for somebody Solana's age, like, mid-20s, if you didn't live through the Dan Marino era, who would your favorite Dolphins quarterback be? I mean, do you have fond memories of Jay Fiedler, or were you kind of too young to enjoy that as well? Because, I mean, Jay Fiedler was not terrible. Like, I think he was better than Chad Henne. At least Jay Fiedler won a playoff game.
Yeah, but I think my fondest memory of Jay Fiedler is watching him get torched by the damn Baltimore Ravens in 2002. Like,
yeah,
that's my lasting memory of Jay Fiedler, I think. And, I mean, Chad Pennington, only really around for one season, also got torched by the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs and missed me with the Ryan Tannehill nonsense. I mean, 7 years of mediocrity and never won a playoff game. So Chad Henne, underwhelming career here in Miami, but also a nice guy. Nice guy. I love him.
Oh, man. Well, that'll do it for us. We're going to have a magnificent best of Hawk and Crowder tomorrow. So I hope everyone enjoys their 4th of July weekend. Be safe, be responsible, but have a great time, because I know I'm going to enjoy knocking down some funky Buddha brews and watching some movies.
Yes.
Huge thanks to Stefano Fusaro for joining us today. Big thanks to Jay Fig, to Dan Day. For Solana, I'm Dono. We'll talk to you guys Monday.
America, we got this. Freedom.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, you need, need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.